This is New England Public Radio News. Good morning again. I'm Jill Kaufman. Massachusetts lawmakers returned to Beacon Hill this week following their summer recess. Governor Charlie Baker is pushing them to restrict who is eligible for the state's Medicaid program, MassHealth. But the Democratic-controlled legislature has a few other priorities also on their list. As we do most Mondays, we turn to Matt Murphy from the State House News Service, who is speaking to New England Public Radio's Sam Hudzik, and he offered some history on this back and forth.
This stems back to the budget proposal that the governor partnered up with the legislature on, where they approved a series of assessments on employers to help cover the growing costs of the state's MassHealth or Medicaid program. And the governor was seeking to reform some MassHealth eligibility rules to try and save money there, as well as generate the new money from employers. Lawmakers at the time rejected it, but promised to come back to it. And we've seen the Senate over the summer recess be actively involved in hearings and public discussions about where they want to take this bill. The House less clear about what their timetable is, but the Senate is looking to produce an October bill that we expect will go much further than MassHealth. We don't know exactly if or how they will touch MassHealth, but they are also looking at other private sector reforms and looking at ways to generally control costs in the healthcare market in Massachusetts.
Matt, the legislature in the coming weeks is also expected to work on broad criminal justice reform legislation. Governor Charlie Baker has now proposed a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years for people convicted of drug dealing that results in a death. Lawmakers have been looking ahead in the other direction on mandatory minimums. Is Baker's plan likely to have any legs?
Yeah, this is another fall ticket item. The House and Senate have both said they want to come and together and do criminal justice reform this year. They hired the Council of State Governments 2 years ago to produce a report that led to legislation. The governor recently, as you mentioned, filed some additional proposals that we don't know if they'd be taken up separately or maybe lumped into a broader bill. And one of those would be to treat people who sell drugs that lead to death as a felony manslaughter conviction, and that carries mandatory minimums. At the same time, a lot of the more liberal progressive Democrats in the legislature are pushing for an end to mandatory minimum sentencing. How they plan to handle this, we expect a hearing this fall on the governor's bill. You could see room for compromise there, perhaps eliminating or reducing the mandatory minimum for a manslaughter charge, but making it applicable to these types of drug sales could be one route they travel. We just don't know yet.
This week, the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission meets formally for the first time. And last week, the chairman of the commission, Stephen Hoffman, met with reporters, and he shared his most recent experience with the drug. Here's that.
My wife and I went to visit some friends of ours in Breckenridge, Colorado, over July 4th weekend of 2016. Went to a store, bought a T-shirt, bought a joint, smoked it, and watched the fireworks.
So, Matt, a lot on the commission's to-do list, and I understand Hoffman says he intends to meet a July 2018 target for retail marijuana sales, but he won't guarantee it. Why not?
Yeah, a ton on their agenda, and this is the big fear of the proponents behind the ballot question, that even after the six-month delay that the legislature and the governor agreed to last December, that they still may not be able to meet this timeline. There's just a lot to get up and running by next summer, and now that the commission is finally formed and they're meeting, they need to start talking about putting regulations in place, setting up an application process, getting people to apply, and getting those pot shops licensed. And while they're doing this, they also really have to create an entire infrastructure for a new agency, hiring staff, finding office space and a place to do their work. So right now, you're hearing the new chairman, Steve Hoffman, say that he's hoping to avoid further delays, but it's just too soon to tell whether or not it's meetable.
All right. Well, the hard work is now beginning for supporters of ballot questions in Massachusetts looking to get those questions on the 2018 ballot. 21 of them got the okay from State Attorney General Maura Healey's office. There are a couple more steps to this, but essentially it's going to take about 75,000 signatures to get those on the ballot. Which of those would you expect are going to be the most high-profile ballot questions?
Yeah, we would never expect to see 21 actually reach the ballot, but there are a good number that appear to have solid chances. And we know that the proposed tax on millionaires is most likely, barring a court victory by opponents, headed to the ballot in 2018. But there are other petitions now with a good shot, including raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, the Retailers Association has successfully gotten certified for different questions that would lower the state's sales tax. They will probably ultimately pick one of them. There are family leave questions pending that could make the ballot, and these are all being pushed by groups that have some experience in getting these questions all the way to voters. So I would expect those to take on a big profile moving into 2018.
Matt Murphy is a reporter for the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Thank you.
This is New England Public Radio.